Track 17. Bruce.
Yes, I've tried to learn various languages at different points of my life, including French, Italian, Mandarin and Arabic, all with rather different levels of success. I think when starting out, I've found the classroom experience very helpful. I enjoy the sort of the sociable nature of learning in a group and being instructed by you know, a professional. However, as I move up into sort of good intermediate level, I prefer to work more independently. What's been really useful for me is reading anything from trashy magazines to crime novels to love stories. Even actually things in translation have been quite good because translators tend to simplify the original language. Also reading newspapers, because I think in this way you acquire language a bit like a sponge acquires water. So you absorb new vocabulary, you consolidate your knowledge of grammar, you just get a feel for the right word in the right place. I also like to listen a lot, so I buy CDs occasionally or download stuff to my iPod so I can listen in the car or when out for a walk. I go and see foreign films when possible. I hate anything that's dubbed. I really think that spoils it. But it all takes effort, and I think people tend to underestimate the amount of time it takes to learn a language. Having said that, you know, I do feel I ought to do more grammar exercises because I'm still a bit woolly about some of the grammar. I do like to learn new vocabulary, and I often I look up words in a dictionary and I put a tick next to the word when I look it up. So if I have to look it up again and I already see a tick, I know I really have to learn it because it's a high frequency word. And you know, you just have to go for it. I think people are actually quite tolerant of you when you try to speak their language. They don't mind you making mistakes. So just go out and be creative with the language even. There was a great Irish writer called Samuel Beckett, and he used to write in English, and then he switched to French as he found it gave him more freedom to express himself away from the constraints of the English language. Now, how amazing is that? I think once you've got to an advanced level, you need to leave the classroom behind, really. Language learning doesn't stop there. There's a whole load of things to learn, but you have to go out and do it by yourself and interact with people and do all these things like reading and listening by yourself.